Hey, yo, Sny, I want to tell a story.
Come on!
The names and dates have been changed to protect the innocent.
Get out your motherfucking seat!
DJ Snyder.
Come on!
Come on.
Nickel played a Nicholas or Nickel for short. The pleasing charming sort. When we were kids, we used to play Fort. In our younger years, when I was the Green Ranger in my mind's eye, Monday Night Raws when my kind would rock the tie-dye. Nickel was a cool guy, just after reading sci-fi, till some knucklehead popular types wanted to hurt my bestest best friend forever. I had to use fists. I never promote violence, but I will promote this. But I couldn't be around 24 hours of the day, and these bastards got their kicks in the most despicable ways. Tell them to shoo away, but insects, they keep swarming. Like Norman in the 90s was the way these kids were storming. And the principal did nothing, man, that dude was a jerk. He just called my fat ass lazy and my best friend a twerk. So it was work, 40 plus OT, keeping Nick Bruce free. And it's not like these kids didn't get off on trying to bruise me. Crack conspiracy when I was getting pulled out of class. Helpless in ISS while they were beating his ass. I wasn't thinking too fast, I was running my mouth. With every syllable, another hurtful night in his house. But I was younger and I was too dumb to figure it out. Yeah, I'm too stubborn and too stupid, that's what I was about. But at night we meet up with internet and a coke. And even with a life so painful, he was first to tell a joke. And you'll hear what you'll hear, and you'll feel what you'll feel. But Nick produced emotions that was harder to steal. And first person shooters was a way to escape. This isn't going where you're thinking, I just ask you to wait. You see, over the years my boy developed his dexterity and raised his GPA at the risk of his popularity. And his home situation wasn't ideal to say the least. So of course he was visited daily by the Marines. And the recruiters, they would grill him and they'd hassle his mom, talking about pride and honor in the hunt for Saddam, and how he has him a bomb and how it's ready to launch. Let's meet up and talk tomorrow and we'll buy you some lunch. And if you join with us, you can do whatever you please. I was the first to tell Nickel that this juice wasn't worth the squeeze. And I said, yo, I'll protect it till the day I rock a tube. Sad to say, I think those words are what drove him away. End of the day, guess a guy's gotta be his own man, even if that means you're gonna get stationed in Iran. But Nickel, he was smart and not afraid of some work. And after years of working out, no one would call him a twerk. And I was reeling from the hurt when my friend put on the camo and started making jokes about Bin Laden with the camel. When he left, it's like he was already dead in my eyes. A salute and middle finger when we said our goodbyes. And yo, I have me this pride, I won't admit that I cry when I see the bumper stickers that I'll resimplify. Never wanted to die, I may be weak, but I'm stronger than that. I just want my motherfucking brother back.